This is 39 Flavors, or Antichrist 2.0, a supernatural Good Omens crossover, written by Hench Girl, read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13. "You're doing it wrong," said the boy, matter-of-factly. Sam was sure that boy hadn't been there a minute ago, a fact which set off massive amounts of internal alarms, but right at this moment, the only offense that could possibly be pinned on him would be slouching with intent. He was a very accomplished sloucher, Sam noted, despite the fact that he looked like the better class of religious icon. Angelic looks definitely weren't an indication of character, though. Just look at Dean. Off the top of his head, however, Sam couldn't think of any malicious creatures or spirits known to manifest in people's motel rooms, wearing scruffy jeans, and giving cryptic statements. Except Ruby, of course, who, while certainly malicious, did seem to want to be on his good side, at least for now. Anyway, it couldn't be a demon. The salt lines were unbroken. Maybe some kind of sphinx subspecies? "I'm doing what wrong?" said Sam suspiciously, wondering all the while why he wasn't throwing the intruder out the door instead of engaging him in conversation. "The Antichristing," the boy said, as if it was obvious. "I don't want to do it at all!" "Which is why you're doing it wrong. Antichristing doesn't necessarily have to be bad, you know, as long as you make sure no one wins." "The Antichrist is, per definition, bad, and I, personally, really want hell to lose." "No, you don't," the voice stated, with the kind of rock-steady certainty that would withstand a meteor strike. Sam stared at him incredulously. "You don't want heaven to lose, either," the boy continued unperturbed. "Free will," he explained. "Humans have it. There can't be free will if there are no choices, can there?" He raised an eyebrow. "I'd have thought you'd be all for free will, considering your history. You certainly used to shout enough about it." "What? How do you... Who the hell are you?" The boy shrugged. "I'm Adam." "Right. Adam," Sam snorted sarcastically. "And you'd handle being the spawn of Satan much better than I am, I'm sure." "Probably," Adam agreed. "I did very well last time, even if I do say so myself." Sam stared. "What do you mean, last time?" "Last time they tried bringing on Armageddon, of course," Adam said, looking at Sam as if he was stupid. "I stopped it. They didn't like it, but there wasn't much they could do about it, since they'd made me more or less omnipotent. You'd think they'd give up, but they're nothing if not persistent, the little buggers. Your attempt, too. Antichrist 2.0. New model. Seems to have some bugs, though." Sam wasn't sure if he was insulted or not at being called an inferior Antichrist. "But what can you expect, holding auditions and voting people off?" Adam continued cheerfully. "Sort of like America's Next Top Model, wasn't it? Only a bit bloodier. I'll bet Crawley's right ticked off they stole his format. Was his brightest idea since the game show, you know." Sam was quite sure he was insulted at having his life compared to America's Next Top Model, but that wasn't what stuck in his mind. "Alistair Crowley invented the game show?" he said incredulously and felt his worldview shaking on its foundations. "No, no, not that Crowley," Adam hastened to reassure him. "The other one. The serpent. Original sin and all that. The reason there's free will at all, if you like. Rather nice bloke, all things considered. Drives a Bentley." He pushed himself away from the wall. "But he's not what I'm here about. I'm here to talk about you. Now, you might be a little at a disadvantage, what with them being a bit stingy with the almightiness and them not dumping a massive pile of instinctive knowledge into your brain and those headaches. I have no idea what they were thinking when they gave you those. Makes no sense whatsoever. Well, nobody ever said demons were especially clever. There's also your preconceived notion that the world would be a better place if heaven won. And they didn't give you a hellhound, either. But we can work with what we've got." Sam was most definitely insulted now. He was also reluctantly intrigued because this Adam seemed to radiate apocalyptic know-how. And so far, He was the only one Sam had met who seemed to have even the slightest idea of what was going on, without at the same time being quite insistent on Sam leading the legions of hell. "How can you say the world wouldn't be a better place if heaven won?" Sam demanded. "Heaven's paradise, for fuck's sake. Why wouldn't I want it?" "Oh, I'm not saying we wouldn't be happy if heaven won," Adam shrugged expressively. "We would be. We would have to be. No other choice. Nothing dark, nothing evil. Forever. Nothing interesting, either. It's all well and good to wax lyrical about the lion sleeping with the lamb, but what nobody ever talks about is the poor lion eventually starving to death. It's the same with hell. If they won, we'd all have to be horribly unhappy, and the lamb would be ritually sacrificed every Saturday, and the lion would still not have anything to eat. But what? But heaven is good and hell is evil? Humans are both, Sam, and having a choice between them is what makes us human. It's what makes things interesting. It's what keeps us from being marionettes. It's what makes us defy instinct. It's what makes us create and imagine and dream. Blue Eyes nailed Sam to the wall. "Haven't you ever wondered," Adam said, low and intense, "about dear old Daddy's fall from grace back in the day? The first rebellion? Well, did you ever think about why that happened? God is omniscient and almighty, after all. He would have known about any plans of betrayal before they rose from Lucifer's subconscious, and he would have had no problem stopping them before they came to fruition. And why were there any plans of betrayal to begin with? All the angels were made to serve him. They weren't equipped with any free will, so how could they choose? And why did he put the tree right there?" Sam had never really thought about it. The word of God had been mainly just another weapon in their arsenal when he grew up, taken for granted like the holy water or the shotgun, not something to have philosophical discussions about. But now that he did think about it, it didn't make much sense. Adam smirked. "Ineffable, isn't it? I think God has his own private side, and since man is created in his image... You're still human, Sam. You have free will. Use it! You don't have to do what either hell or heaven wants." He patted Sam on the shoulder and smiled brightly. Sam felt himself smile back in a rather more maniacal way and wondered if Dean had finished off the emergency tequila or if there was some left for him. "Relax. You're in America. I've heard there's 39 flavors of ice cream here." Finny.